Blog Talk Radio.
The Christ,
hallelujah,
the Messiah,
the Son of the living Yahweh. Yah in the flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Justified of angels. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preached unto the Gentiles.
Come on, Chef. Hallelujah.
And was received up in the glory. No one like him.
Oh, no.
And there will never be anyone like him. And if you want to be like him, then guess what the book says?
Ooh.
Submit yourself one to another in the fear of Yah.
Yeah. Come on. Yes, sir.
Because woe unto the world because of offenses.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
You know, I did a lot of preaching when I was out of country. I did a lot of ministry. Who goes on vacation and ministry? I did a lot of preaching. A lot of preaching. You better believe it. I'm going to preach.
Yes, sir.
And you know what I found out more than anything? That people like being dumb on purpose. People make an idol of their opinion. They actually really truly think their opinion is valid. And so one of the talking points I keep trying to get people to see over and over again, listen, we've got to some way, somehow, find common ground. You understand that, right?
Yes, sir.
Common ground. Meaning, you don't have a truth. I know the world speaks in terms of your truth. To hell with your damn truth. And mine, too, we don't have no truth. Now, I know the truth. Is that making sense?
Oh, yes, sir.
So if we're going to have, the only way we're ever going to agree is if we say that we believe in Yah and we're following that Bible, then that's the common ground.
Mm-hmm.
The common ground, the truth is in that book right there.
That's good.
So I don't want to hear your vain opinion no more than you want to hear mine. I was trying to put a defibrillate on these people's mind to get them to see, listen, the problem is that y'all are religious and you don't know him. If you knew him, I was making it pretty simple. Well, I wouldn't turn it into an argument thing. You know what I mean? I said, let's make it simple. I said, if you know him, you ever cast out any devils?
Yep.
Ever healed any sick? I mean, I thought he commanded that of his disciples.
Yes, sir.
He equipped us with his Holy Spirit to go do it. Oh, can I ask you a question, preacher? Yeah. You're a preacher, right? That's what you say. He said, so why you drink? I said, because Jesus was a wine bibble. You know that same one came down on Mount Sinai and gave us the Torah? He said, whenever we go to the feast days and stuff. Now, you don't have to. You don't have to. I'm just saying that's just the common. That's what happens whenever you corner Christians. And they don't know nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The first thing he tries to do is point finger and find fault. And that's the last thing you want to do over here. I could be here all day long pointing fault at you. But there won't be one thing you can condemn me at all.
Yes, sir.
Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof is the way of death. See, that's book. Now, do you understand? Did y'all understand what I just said? Nope. Why? Because many are deceived by their own vain opinion.
Yeah.
See how the words are slow?
Yeah.
Monkey bastard. 200. Thank you, my brother. All the Israel of Yah that is in here. I don't know if I better eat all that. If I don't, I better get one of my brothers. All the Israel of Yah. Hallelujah. We bless y'all for being here. Don't want to get started there so soon, but you know I have these discussions all the time with people. All of the time. We're going to go over a few announcements here for a second. Hey, I think that there are two feeds up because I saw it on my phone. Tell everybody, I don't know how it's happening or why it's happening, tell everybody that if they're not on this feed right here, I don't know, let's see, if I'm going to type in 100. If they don't see 100 on the other channel, they need to, or the other feed, they need to stop this feed and come over to this feed. So if somebody can be so kind to direct them, I would appreciate it, okay? Because a house divided can't stand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory to the King. Lord. Well, we here. You know what I mean? The offscouring of the earth.
Yep.
The chosen of Yah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
The world hates us, but y'all love us.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got Teacher Shane in here. We got Tango Juliet in here. Mike, Israel, and Singing Dre. They here. We here.
Hallelujah.
In the house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got a lot going on here in Israel, but we're going to go ahead and get started. Shalom to all Israel. Shalom. Brother Rob. Brother Rob. Yes. Straightway in there. Goshen. Shalom all to y'all, my brothers. Brother Lee Christopher. All y'all. Blessings, y'all. Brother Robert down there. Straightway, George East. Good time with y'all. Bless you, my Muncie. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Well, you know, the biggest announcement that we have, are y'all out of here a little bit? Huh? No, you always are. I mean, y'all, you can open up that door, crack that door a little bit and get a little cool in here. The first thing all order business is Passover. You know, Passover is coming up. Thursday night, Abib, April. The 14th, so we're going to have Passover. More likely, we're probably going to do Mass Deliverance Friday night. That always something, isn't it? Woo. I hate the devil.
Hallelujah.
And I think the feeling is mutual. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He hates y'all's creation, so he automatically hates us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yes, sir.
And remember, the last date that you can get your letters in, and listen, if you're trying to communicate directly to me by text message, it ain't going to work. Because I may have good intention to say, okay, but I probably get about 50 texts in a day, if not more. And I wouldn't try to lose the information. You lose you in the file or nothing like that, but you got to get a record. You got to call the dining hall, leave a message with Elder Doug, and he'll get it to me. All right? That's how we got it going. I think Summer, come here for a second. I got to ask her if I can get some clarity on this. Because we always try to do everything in the spirit of excellence. It's about Shalom, Elder Rufus.
Bless you, Elder.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever take letters on Patreon? If somebody asks for a letter?
Not through Patreon. On Patreon, no.
No.
They usually send it to Elder Doug, and then he gives it to us.
All right. We're going that route. Elder Doug, okay? All right, bless you, love. Yeah, E-C-E-E-C-C-E.
Let me
look. Something like that, Elder Doug. But anyway, you can call the number behind me and leave a message. He'll get with you. Now, listen. It may take 8, 9, 10 times. That's why we always tell y'all to keep trying. Mm-hmm. Remember the woman of importunity?
Yeah.
See, Christianity got doctrine. Their doctrine is this. If you ask more than once, that ain't faith. I see that's so dang stupid.
Yeah.
See, nobody can be that dang dumb, man. See, you may ask and you shall receive as a one-time thing. But that ain't the analogies that the Messiah gave in his parables.
Come on.
Come on. Most of y'all want you to keep on asking.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Let's just go back.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I mean, somebody was praying one day, and he was on a fast.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And he didn't get an answer for 21 days.
Come on.
He prayed every single day.
Oh, yeah.
The answer came.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
See what I mean? That's concrete.
That's
not my opinion. That's not philosophy. So what you got to have is practical application.
Yes.
So if you know it worked for a prophet like that, then damn it, do the same thing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Stop interjecting your stupid-ass opinion.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I got the words. Do you see this?
I got it, babe.
Okay.
Elder Doug's email for y'all is ecce1213@yahoo.com. That's Ecclesiastes 1213. yahoo.com. And, of course, that says, for let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Wow.
Fear Yah.
Hallelujah.
Keep his commandments. You know why? It's the whole duty of man. Some of y'all are derelict in duty. Some of y'all are dereliction of duty.
Come on, sir.
Man, I'm trying to get through an announcement.
Come on, hey.
Come on, man. It's popping off, man. This is why people get pissed off. They can't have his word.
Yeah.
That's why he said he killed Jesus. He is the word.
Ooh.
He gave him the word. He gave him the word. And the word became flesh. He gave him the word. And it wore him on his head. Those that sit in darkness, then they see the great light. They got to get rid of him.
Oh.
This man is troubling us. Man, his word is troubling us.
Yeah.
Who he think? How is it that he know the law? He ain't got no letters.
Yeah, he's not 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, they can say that about Jesus. Can't say that about me.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Three years. Come on.
But I tell you. But anyway, so we have Passover. I believe it's on the 14th. Yeah, Thursday. This is what I got on the board. If I'm off, we'll correct it before then. The 15th, Friday night of April, would be Man of Deliverance. And then, of course, we have Shabbat. Shabbat service. Then we have the Feast of First Fruit. Man, we got four services in a row.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, what a full weekend, huh?
Four.
Four of them in a row. All right, so the deadline for the letters for school and work is March 7th. March 7th. Have them in by then. Also, cutoff time. As far as you having your name down on the actual list to come to the Passover, you should have been done called the number behind me. 615-688-3025. You plan on attending Passover. Because I'm telling you, I'm cutting it off at 875 people. We'll know how that we get there or not. I may, by the grace of God, extend in mercy about 25 more people, and we may cut off at 900 people for Passover. Okay, so you serious? You better go ahead and get your name in now.
Oh, yeah.
Better get it in now. You better get your place, because I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many hundreds of people. I tell them April 1st. They'll call April 3rd, April 4th. Can I get my name down on the list? No!
No.
Right. Your sorry ass. Hell no. Am I going to put up with your pathetic ass? Learn how to follow some damn orders for once. That's what's the problem with a lot of y'all out there. You've never had any damn structure in your life.
Yeah, good. That's good. Yes, sir.
You go to work, don't you got to do what you told?
Yes, sir. Bring it out.
You play football, you got to do what you told?
Yes.
I was in the military, I got to do what you always going to be under the authority of some damn body.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You come to y'all, all of a sudden you're a free agent. That's why you're in trouble.
That's
no accountability.
That's good.
Thank you, Brother Lee. All y'all is contributing by Super Chat. Bless y'all. See, I can't even do announcements without preaching.
These are announcements.
You know what I mean? We are just in announcements.
Come on.
Okay. Hmm?
Hallelujah.
All right. Sister Summers, father and mother, is here visiting from California. Been with us for a week. We've been down Straightway, Georgia East all week, and now we're here in Straightway, Tennessee. This is her mother, third time visiting us, and her father's second time visiting us. So we are enjoying them. Have y'all seen the gas pumps lately? Out in California, I think they last quoted was $6.70-something cent a gallon.
Oh, got out of there.
That's unleaded.
Oh, man.
I remember I used my Shell card. I pulled up to the pump. Of course, you know the vehicle I got, it calls for premium. 406.
Yeah.
And when I used my card, it knocked it down to $3.99. I see 6 cents a gallon. You know I'm turning cartwheels. 6 cents.
That's
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? Did y'all see my video where I told everybody what's really going on with the Biden Green New Deal? Y'all see it? Y'all didn't see it? Let me know you didn't see it. No, you see it? I told everybody what's going on. See, you remember what Biden did. The first thing he did was start undoing everything that Trump had done.
Yeah, come on.
Mind you, whether you voted for Trump or not, the one thing we can all agree on, forget about your party affiliation, but we're finished. My computer's crashing. $10,000 computer, man, just decided. You see, you know we own something now.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah,
come
on.
All right, we're back home.
Really?
See,
propane to heat them. There's all that stuff. Okay.
All right, we're back on, and we're going to try to, let me see if I can try to pull up. Everybody, let them know that we're back, okay? We are back. We're back. I forget where we were left off, but I'm sure that many of y'all got. I'm sure y'all got the info, but a lot of witches. You know what I mean? Probably. Who knows, man? There's witches. Y'all know what's some things witches, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, real.
No sound. No sound, teacher. Oh, hold on. All right. Man. We here now, right? I know y'all can hear me now. Yeah. I know y'all can hear me now, right? Here's what I'm going to do. Let me have Sister Wendell from Canada. You say it's the A7 teacher? The melody. Huh?
614 is down the list. I don't know why it keeps on dropping it down.
614?
Yeah. It's a big double A.
641? 641,
something like that.
Yeah. AAA 61. Let me give y'all a break here. Give a chance to everybody to come back in. We'll give y'all a mailing address if you choose to write and support us. Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now.
Hey.
We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letter C/O in front of the word Straight Way, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
I don't care how many times I hear that mailing address, man, when Sister Wendell's doing it, I always marvel, how do you talk like that? How do you do that? It's just so proper and clean and unlike me, man, all rough, voice is raspy, man, and bottom falling out and everything else, man. I just marvel at stuff like that. You know what I mean? Appreciate your contribution over there on Cash App. We here. Everybody else should have been able. I told them to be back in 5. Listen, if Satan tried to do this again, crash the computer again, how many more crashes do we got to teach before we can get back online?
Teach
said we can get back online anytime. So, hey, if it crashes, give us 5. and we'll be right back, all right? So anyway.
Hallelujah.
All right, we was just sitting here talking to brothers and I. Up there in Canada. Man, that government, now these people are peacefully protesting. But that government, Trudeau, with his Lebanese ass. They're evolving. I know what I mean by Lebanese, right? With his lesbian ass. Huh? Appreciate the Antonio Reader. Appreciate the gift by PayPal. But the government has chose to handle the protesters with a heavy hand.
Yes.
Do y'all know Canada has a Second Amendment up there?
I don't know. Very limited. They're very liberal.
I know they're liberal. Believe I've been there for quite a few times visiting Stephen Wynder and the Saints off there, Bud Ugly and all him. But man, Canada, I'm telling you, man, see, stuff that's going on in Canada right now would definitely invoke our society's Second Amendment.
Ooh, yeah.
They are Trudeau and them is putting down a heavy hand on them. They're locking up people for peacefully protesting. Tear gassing them, tasing them, freezing their bank accounts. Everybody tired of these mandate stuff, man.
Yeah.
Y'all know that there's more people that's done died under the Biden administration than they have under Trump when it first came out.
True.
You know, Mr. Green Deal and I'm going to change everything. Name me, listen, let's just be practical. And let's be honest. Name me one damn thing that Joe Biden has accomplished and done right since he's been in office. Yo, he done screwed us up. He done put us in the world. I can just name off a list right now. Name off a list. Huh? The border. Over 2 million people is gonna cross over the border, and they're giving them all of our food and everything. And they unvaccinated.
Come on.
You following? We got to secure the border because it's the taxpayers that's paying for all of this. I mean, they make these laws for a reason, right?
Yes, sir.
And if you want to become an American, I guess they got a way to do it. But watch this. Hey, that don't mean that America's going to do that that way because when they came over this country, man, they sat down peacefully.
Uh-oh.
And then they killed you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
that's the way the Europeans do.
Stab you right to the back.
Look at our economy. We was at 1.4% inflation when Trump left office. We at 7.2 right now. If this is 7.2, what is it going to look like here in another year? Think about that. Look at the supply chain. You can't get nothing now.
That's true.
Have y'all been to I was down in Georgia this week, right? And I went down there, and I took a picture of 30 seconds, plywood. $78 a sheet. A 2x4, $7 a 2x4. I'm like, I told you I love the price getting ready to come back down again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the futures are already dropping, so you just have to wait for it to come back down. You been to the gas pump lately? Huh? How many years have I been teaching and preaching for people to get the hell out of California? How many years? Teacher Shane, how many years have I been hollering and screaming, get the hell out of California?
Many years.
Oh, we got a lot of people in the ministry that they got the hell up out of California. They got them out of there. California, $7 a gallon gas. So what if you did get a raise? It's already ate up by what? High inflation. So you can just keep on. You can just go right on down the line, one thing after the other. One thing after the other. You gave us two.
I'm in a
thing. Oh. You got some?
One thing after the other. Can you believe it, though? This is insanity. And it's fine.
This is insanity and it's fine.
You got downtown Willie Brown coming to Koala Bear Harris. Gangsta Joe.
Gangsta.
Huh? Right. And then to make things bad, they are trying to ship crack pipes out to people. People call you, you can't make this stuff up. Even in a bad dream, you can't make it up. This is insanity. You tell me that this,
did y'all hear me run down the presidency? How many presidents I've lived under?
Did y'all hear me? Man, I ran them things down, man. And then watch this. Here's the one.
Yeah, let them eat that, man. They eat all you want.
Hey, but hey, check this out. Here is the one that gets me more than anything because it's personal.
Y'all want to hear what it is? They left American citizens.
Yeah.
And 13 American soldiers get killed dead.
And quiet about it.
Over in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And left about American citizens abandoned on foreign soil. That's why I keep telling y'all. America don't give a damn about you. You don't need to start waking the hell up and forget all this. I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. Are you really free?
No.
The only thing that keeps you free is what's over the top of my head and on my left and right.
Yes.
That's what keeps you free.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
And you just pray that you'll never have to use it.
Yes, sir.
But the way that things are going, it is bad. It is bad. Afghanistan really got me. You know, that's because I can't even. Can you imagine? You're supposed to be a citizen of the most powerful country in the world, and yet they will abandon you and leave you and forget about you.
Super quiet about it, too.
And then you see this shell of a man. This damn white cigarette-looking nigga, shell of a man, this damn dead corpse walks up in front of the damn news media.
White cigarette. Oh, my head crumpled up. Been in pocket for 2 years.
That's real talk, man.
Yes, sir.
That dude is a literal, he's a national embarrassment.
Yeah.
Yeah, guess who?
International.
And then guess what? Now I'm a Democrat talking about Hillary Clinton. They will see Hillary Clinton stumbling, falling out, can't stand up. Hillary Clinton. You bet, cops. Get somebody in their dang 40s and 50s.
Jesus.
That ain't got all these cognitive problems. These boogers are loaded.
For real.
We got to do better than this. I'm talking to all you people out there. Listen, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. What we face, man. Y'all see the reason why? That obeying the Bible. Obey. I had some people down at the resort ask me, say, so tell me what you do. I said, well, first thing I do is I own a construction company. That's they understand talk like that. And I'm a pastor of a small church. I put it like that. Keep all of it. And then once I tell them, they start looking it up. They do. I'm good. Opens up a conversation piece. You know what I'm saying? And lately I've been having people ask me, so how do you do it? How did you come up with this job, this theory, this ideal of these communities and stuff? I said, you ever read the Bible? It's sitting right there bigger than Stuttgart right in front of your damn eyes.
Yes, sir.
It's
very true.
I can run it down day and night, knowing like the back of my hand.
True.
The problem today is there ain't nobody trying to live it. Sir. Ain't nobody trying to do it.
Yes, sir.
True. When you do it, that's when the revelation comes.
Ooh,
But guess what? You're going to go through tribulation, though.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir.
I tell it over and over again. 90% of the people in this ministry could not live the way that we started the first 5 years of this ministry. Am I exaggerating, teacher?
No, you're
not. Am I exaggerating? 90% of the people that's in this ministry could not endure.
That is so true.
Because to come in this, you got to have your mind made up.
Yes, sir. Very true. Very true.
We're approaching quickly close to 500 people that live either in a homestead or in a community that has been literally almost set free from the system and don't have nothing to worry about. All the mothers are able
Hallelujah.
To do their role,
Hallelujah.
Which is the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hold on. The book says that a mother ought to be a what?
Keeper
and what? Home. She's supposed to be at home.
Beautiful.
Marvelous. You supposed to let no damn witch ass heathen out here raise your children?
No.
Send them to daycare,
yeah.
With public food, system and stuff, dumbing them down to an unprecedented
yes.
level?
Yes, sir.
No. The Bible says, you train up a child.
Woo!
Wait in the way that you
call. That's what it says.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Lord to the king.
Mm-hmm. And then they get mad at us because y'all so soft.
Mm.
Oh, they're soft because they can't obey Messiah.
Yes, sir.
And don't think that just because I'm sitting behind this camera, I won't talk to you like it. I'll talk to you straight up like it. And you need to go back and y'all need to do some history, some study on Pastor Dow.
Yes.
But up in Canada, they have a tyranny state going on. Y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Tyranny.
Clear.
The definition of tyranny is an unruly and oppressive government.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear that? Yes. A very cruel and oppressive government.
Yes.
That's what they got going on right now. They don't. Canada, y'all ain't got no government of the people, for the people, and by the people. And neither do we here in America, so we have to see.
Yep.
The only difference about it in America, the reason why y'all see them pause at a lot of things is because we got the Second Amendment.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And even if we didn't have the Second Amendment, God, Yah, has already granted us the right to defend ourselves.
There it is.
Come on. Amen.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody earlier this week said, oh, yeah, I'd die for you. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Dying for people is easy.
Come on.
You want to be a real hero?
Oh,
live
oh,
for the cause.
Wow.
Man.
Come on.
Truth.
Draconian laws. Draconian ways. I had to look that word up. Draconian laws, or their application is excessively harsh and severe. Is that not what the police force, the police are doing in Canada right now? They doing it. Somebody says, this man, he says, oh, gee, he's already over 100,000. So then they said, let's get him to 1 million. Hey, y'all need to put out a campaign out there. I got people out there that want me to have 1 million subscribers. Well, you know that this world will be turned upside down. I get 1 million subscribers. Look at the effect that we already causing in this world with 200-something thousand subscribers. Tell you the truth, it's really more like 400.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yes.
I had Michael Israel, and I talked to Michael Israel and his wife, Koya, this week, right? Y'all remember last week I gave a plug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
I asked Mike, I said, hey, man, I'm sorry. I repent, brother. I truly repent if I was being presumptuous by putting a plug in. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Putting a plug in for your business. He said, oh, no, Corey, love this. I said, what happened, man? He says, Pastor, he said, our website was dinging like we was playing Super Mario Brothers.
Bing, 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 bing.
He said, you know, it was even. Because same thing buying nothing on Saturday. They were buying everybody.
They were buying everything.
Uh-huh.
I said, they go my theory again. It's right.
What's that theory?
What's it there?
Well, over half the people that watch the Straightway Truth, some of you tonight.
Yep.
Well, over half of them are not even subscribed to my channel. And speaking of that, man, let me get another plug in here for him real quick. Yeah, go ahead. Oh,
the butter.
Oh, you know, you just.
Hold on.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, hey. Oh,
hey.
Hey. Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
Oh,
he's redeeming himself. Boy. Oh, brother Mike, man. He had his, he came out here last week with his damn brother Mike, man. Couldn't cut shit. You know, here, you come out there like that, you're going to get talked about. And boy, as soon as I said, oh, another black man, he jumped up there. He jumped up, boy. He got a good old dagger right here. He jumped up on this one, boy. Check this out.
This redemption is that here.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Now, I think it's that website, let me put my eyes back on again, is Household Herbs. H-E-R-B-S. HouseholdHerbs.com. This is you know what we're going through now?
Yes, sir.
And this is not meant to diagnose, prevent, or cure any disease.
Let it know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. This is what I would do.
Come on.
And I'm only telling you what I would do.
Yeah, let them know. Quick, come on. Get them off.
Man, they got this thing out here called antiviral respiratory defense. Defense. Householdherbs.com. So DeQuoia, that's her business there. I mean, they got some powers up. And they made this. Y'all heard of Vicks the Vapor Rub, right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
And y'all heard of Onkers?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Onkers is the same as Vicks Vapor Rub, except it's more natural, right? Man, she made one. They got one, man. I said, someone check this out. it's good. They said, I'm telling you, good job, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Good job. You just got to go to the website. And I'm telling you, again, see what I'm talking about? You know the reason why everybody else is more wise than we are? Because they don't know how to keep the money in the camp.
Yeah.
In Israel.
Yeah.
You know, we as soon as money hit our pocket, it burns us. First thing we're going to do is run to the Gentiles.
True.
We have people in Israel that makes all kind of products. And if you want me to put a plug in for your products, all right, all you got to do is leave a message with Elder Dove. If you got a business, you want me to put a plug in. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to put a plug in for it until myself or my family members use it. Because we ain't going to put no plug in for a bunch of junk.
Yes, sir.
We're going to test it.
Yes, sir.
Prove it and try it. Is that fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how we roll.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. More announcements. Oh, man. You know, I got a new enemy now. Oh, yeah. We will be an hour. You know, I got a new enemy now, Don. Ron Dalton. He done went and got all in his feminine emotional feelings. You know what's sad? And then he gets out there and twist, warp, distort, deceive, and lie. And then he turns around and he asserts statements that I've never even said and made. You can tell that he's a soft deceiver. Just a soft deceiver, man.
Guile.
That's all it is. I should probably be talking to your wife rather than you since she's wearing the pants to the family.
Shit.
I tell you what, next time I make a video, put your wife up, man. At least she got more testosterone than you do.
Damn.
Come on. Hey. Let's go in and rock.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Your soft ass, you ain't gonna do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Let the real head come up.
The one that, if you don't call her the real head, at least I know one thing. She's a neck that turning your damn head up. I'm sorry, man. We talk like men.
Yeah.
I'm just,
yes, sir.
It's just, I ain't used to doing this stuff in the corner, man.
Yes, sir.
Did I tell y'all, this is what happened. Right? So he gets on the line. He starts saying all this stuff about me, right? So me and Seven Trumpets Prepper invites us up to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
I was there.
You were there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to bear witness to what I'm saying, right? And I, mind you, Ron Dalton got invited.
Yep.
I got invited. I just got there in time for me to speak.
Yep.
Just got there in time. I just got there in time for me to speak when Pete used the bathroom, came back, and I'm looking at him, he's looking at me, I said, all across the room, you know this booger didn't even have the nerve to come up to me as a man? So I stepped to him. I stepped straight up to him. I said, hey, bro, what's up, man? Did I do that? And then I didn't even know. I didn't hear one thing that he said. Not one thing did he say. But I spoke after him. I just got there, mind you. Brent and Sonya, Craig, they came too. Bro, Brent was full of security and everybody didn't know it, though.
Yes, sir.
He damn was shot, too.
Yep.
Y'all better believe we'll pass it down, go somewhere. There's always somebody sitting there in the audience, two or three of them. Y'all don't even know they blend in just well. Mm-hmm. You get that out of the CIA handbook. Come on. So anyway, I get up to speak. Who would ever talk about this, man? I get up to speak, and you know what I end up doing? I ended up tearing down every single thing that he said.
Come on.
Oh, that hurts.
Without even hearing his message. Tearing it down. You know the reason why? Because he's about trying to sell his books. And I actually helped him sell his book. I got his book.
Yep.
Hand me one of them books. I got one of his books right here.
Book and dump right here.
No. I ain't going to peddle the books no more.
Yeah.
Y'all don't need them. All you want to do is read the book. Because all you're doing is, like Michael Israel said, writing a book off the book. I've given this man thousands of dollars.
Wow.
I have. Supported. And what is Big B? Ain't nobody supporting me. You can't say it about straightway.
So
and then
true.
You turn around and you messed it up.
True.
And now you have become an enemy of Pastor Dow. And I'll be the best damn enemy you ever seen in your life, punk. So check this out. So anyway, you know, I get invited up to Hebrews the Negroes. He said, man, we'll pay for your hotel room. We'll you'll be the keynote speaker. You'll do all this. I said, don't worry about all that, bro. I said, I got Israelites that live up in Michigan. I said, we'll stay with our family. You ain't got to worry about us being a burden to what you're trying to do. He had these old fat, nasty, stanky-looking women up there, man, trying to run stuff, man. One woman called Only Love. You mean Only Trying to Be Love? This is crazy. Jezebel. And they said this woman had him hemmed up in a corner with her finger to his face. Ain't no damn woman gonna do that with me.
No, sir.
Not to get by with it. Uh-uh. You hear that? Showing how much of a punk he is. You let a woman punk you. You a punk, man. Now, mind you, he got all salty because I made a video because he think I'm following him. And I don't listen. I don't follow him. I still to this day have not even listened to 5 minutes of his videos. So y'all hear me?
Yeah,
not even 5 minutes. I'm busy, man. So watch, I got a big ministry to run.
Yeah.
To me, it's big. Maybe a little everybody else. It's a little compared to T.D. Jakes.
Really?
So I made a video, and the video was about they want us to leave America. I mean, they want us to leave the country.
Yeah. Yep.
He took it personally, got in his feminine feeling.
Very offended.
He got offended.
Yeah.
And look, the best thing that most you can do is go back and listen to my message on how much of a woe you will have on you when you are offended.
Man.
You don't want to go around being offended.
No, sir.
With your soft self.
No, sir. Sorry.
So you think about this, all right?
Yep.
Next thing you know, this book is out there making videos about me. So I get Michael Israel call me. I get Brother Yashar call me because they personally know him. He all in these emotions and feelings. So, you know, what they do? They're men. Pass it out. Michael Israel call me. Yashar call me. I said, man, let me tell y'all, bro, something. I said, do y'all know how that video even came about? No, we really don't. I said, brother, I was listening to Joe Madison, the Black Eagle. on Sirius XM, XM Radio. A woman called in and said, we ought to leave this country. And he goes, where are you going to go? And I'm going, I'm driving down the road. Instead of you talking about leaving this country, I'm saying, pack your shit and go. You know, talk to the radio. Pack your shit and go. Don't talk about it, be about it. That's what inspired this video. Rock Dawn is not important enough for me to have him in my mouth. Next thing you know, he makes a video about me thinking because he in all his failed attempts, he wants to go to Africa. Nigga, get your black ass over there. Stop talking about it. You know, you've been gone for 3 years. Move. You see what I mean? Then you just come from Africa. So I don't want to hear it, man. Just get your ass over there.
Come on.
But see, what he's looking for with his dumb ass. This is what he's looking for. See, he wants everybody to give him a bunch of money.
Marcus Garvey.
He wants to give him a bunch of money, and he wants everybody to fund his move to Africa.
Yeah. Put something in there for him, man.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Now hear me.
Yeah.
And then he cries like a soft woman. That ain't nobody supporting him. Brother, who wants to, nobody in the Hebrew community wants to support you because you ain't about shit. They see your deceptive practice. They just got, you just got finished being exposed by me on the video. I read it now, the only thing you can do is lie and accuse. And even that is being shown. Michael Israel just got finished plastering you to the wall on his live feed. Laying it all out. And you people looking for honesty and integrity, esprit de corps. You're looking for courage. You're looking for all these virtues and all these morals that you'd be wanting to have in yourself. It's right here, straightway.
Hallelujah.
You just think you ain't got the integrity in your heart to walk and live it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Humility. Come on.
Everything you're looking for. But see, if you used to dealing with shell of a man, I told you, only men can come a straight way.
Hallelujah.
Only men can come straight.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, you soft Lebanese people, you can't come. You can't make it. You ain't going to make it.
Come on.
Because one day, we're going to be up in fellowship. It's going to be your turn. And don't come around and we're going to get to you. We're going to get to you. We're going to talk about you. Talk about your toenail or your damn hair or something.
Well,
you gonna get all sensitive and go in the damn corner and start crying, and then you're just really gonna be all
there. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You ain't seen nothing then. You ain't seen the ice bucket challenge then.
Coach, never forget about it.
And we gonna watch all sensitive and soft your money.
Yeah.
You a man?
Yeah. Smells less.
Ah, no, bro. And then somebody, you want to get in your feelings, you want to jump frog in there, next thing you know, you want to fight. Don't you know what the book says, man? If we're Israelites, we're brethren. That, man, the Most High Yahweh will whoop all our ass for fighting brethren.
Yes, sir.
You don't do that with brothers. You do that with heathen.
Yes, sir.
Not with brethren.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Very true. And you don't even understand it. Only thing we're doing, you're just being tested.
Oh,
since you're so soft, like Ron Master said, you're so soft. You get all of your emotions. You've been controlled by them all your life.
Man.
You want to start crying like a little bitch. Not for real.
Yeah.
How many times y'all see this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And we're only actually here to help improve you as a man.
There it is.
Yeah. But damn it, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tried.
Hallelujah. Sharpen. Yes, your trials.
And you're going to sit up here and cry like something anyway.
Come on,
man. Can y'all bring me another one of these salt drinks? So, what happened was, is he thought I was talking about him, jumped the gun.
Yeah.
made a video attacking me, and then I guess I look bad because I'm defending myself. Are we not supposed to defend the gospel? See, you people, you got the wrong Jesus.
Oh.
The Jesus that's been preaching and talking about, you don't know the real Jesus.
Oh, yes. That.
See, you will condemn the real Jesus, then turn around and took a whip and whipped your ass out of the damn temple.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Selling.
Mm-hmm.
In the temple.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Money changers.
Come on.
See, y'all sure, only in Christianity is he a faggot.
Oh.
Is he a forgot? He's a forgot. Only in Christianity. But not this man. The Messiah, Yahshua, not this man. He's a fan. You didn't see how he stood up to Pontius Pilate?
Come on.
Yeah. What lens are you looking through? You looking at these big Kinsley fairy tales and stuff, thinking that's where everybody was. You didn't see how he dealt with the scribes and Pharisees?
Come on.
He didn't do one sin, and yet they put him to death.
Yep.
Didn't do one sin.
Bless his name. Bless his name. Come on.
And you people, you owe your father the devil.
Yeah,
just like if you join sides with him, and you rather slander the just.
Yep.
You want to kill the just.
Yep.
Just because your ass ain't even meeting the conditions with your sorry self. And then you get mad because the book tells you clearly open rebuke is better than secret love.
Come on, man.
You need somebody in your face.
Come yes, on. Sir. Yes.
So bright.
Come on.
All we try to do is make men out of it.
We need it. I need it.
Come on, man. Let's just come on. Let's say in the grand scheme of things. And most of y'all be gracious to me, I may have 30, at most 35, at most 40 years left on this earth. Hopefully Jesus come by then.
Yeah.
I got to have a strong generation coming behind me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Somebody can be confident in that they're going to take this mantle and they're not going to...
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And a frailty.
Hallelujah.
We can touch.
Uh-huh.
That will lead.
Yeah.
And guide.
In the name of Jesus.
Strength.
Brother Stephen Cannon says, bring it up!
Yes. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Come on, sir.
If my speech seemed to be contemptible to you.
You've been with Jesus. Come on.
You can take note of this. I promise you one thing, whether you like it, understand it or not, I guarantee you this. I'm more of a man of y'all than what you ever met in your life.
Yes, sir. That's true.
That I promise.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Don't take my meekness for weakness.
Come on.
Don't think because I'm quiet that I'm just like you. Hear that, Dalton? I know you don't because you already, you're soft. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't even transform from being soft with your manicured hands and fingernails. Well, Brother Daniel, Lion's Den. Brother Daniel's going to be calling in tonight from Lion's Den to give an eyewitness account of what he saw at the Hebrews the Negro Conference. You know, there was so much, when Straightway got to that conference, there was so much testosterone dripping on the walls.
Oh,
they didn't even know how to handle it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when we walked in, everything changed. The whole atmosphere changed.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what the
hell
is this?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And
off the wall.
What the hell?
Energy leaving. Come on.
Hey, my brothers, man, my brothers, all of us, man, that brother, they serious, man.
Oh, yeah.
They extremely serious.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Lee. Hey, man, I'm charging you, brother. You're going to take over the boxing. You got to take over the boxing camp for Straightway, brother. Is he moving close?
Yeah.
Brother Lee moving. Boy, I'll be glad when you get here, man. Because, man, I tell you, we're going to do whatever we can to help make sure you got all the stuff that you need to teach these young Israelites how to box.
Yes, sir.
Because, I mean, they can learn combatants and stuff, but I want them to know more.
Yes.
I want them to know disciplines.
Yes, sir.
You do realize when you know a discipline, it actually helps you be more temperate.
Yes, sir.
Now, do understand that, right?
Yes, sir.
Because you ever know, when you don't know nothing, you just fly off the handle and just go all the way crazy and stuff like that. But when you're disciplined, you're a little bit more, you're a hell of a lot more tempered because you know your capabilities.
Yes.
You can size up the
yes.
person in front of you. You know the damage you can do.
Yes.
You'd be like, man, come on.
I don't
want to
do this.
This ain't.
Yes, sir.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad Brother Lee's moving around here.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Miss my brother.
He on it too.
Yes, sir.
But Daniel's gonna be calling in. I wait for him to get in the call with you. Come on, Daniel, man, get in the call with you, brother. I'm waiting on you. So anyway, so Ron Dalton, he always talking about his EB1, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, DNA, right? So, you know, Michael Israel found out, right? They took some DNA from a dog, sent it in to Ancestry. Sent it in to Ancestry DNA. Yeah, DNA. The dog blood, he was from Africa. And the dog from the Hebrew. They took DNA from a dog. Send it in, because they filled it out, dog black. It was a black dog.
Black dog.
Man, they policing y'all people, man.
Yes, sir. Yep.
It's awesome. Let me just get out what the book says. That which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of spirit is spirit.
Right.
Marvel not, you must be born again.
Come on.
Hey, y'all know them that are his.
Yes.
You up here trying to get... He's world police, y'all people, man. As soon as you put what color you are black in the application, oh, you the evil.
Yeah.
You the fucker. Hey, you think you got the E1, B-A, C-D, E-F-D?
You put the
ass down
when you took
the tour.
Black dog blood.
You bunch of damn...
Anyway.
These fuckers are... It's sad, though.
Yes,
tell me it ain't sad. Tell me it ain't sad.
Make a merch, son.
Man.
Come on.
Boy. Tell me it ain't sad.
Come on.
But anyway, guess what? Sports Illustrated. Yeah, that's selling magazine. Can't even talk about sports no more. Sports Illustrated is back attacking Straightway again. Now, it's not Sports Illustrated. It says Sports Illustrated. You know what I'm saying? Sports Illustrated. You're going to be about sports, right?
Yes.
What the hell are you doing over on the religious front?
Yeah.
Trying to parody the people's religion. We owe these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal,
mm-hmm.
that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of property.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really means.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, pass that up. Come on.
Are we not free? That, if I wanted to worship a tree, I got that right in America.
That's important.
But I don't worship trees. You Christians do.
Mm-hmm.
You worship trees.
Bring it out.
You wear these stupid ass crosses,
uh-huh.
and you think, well, you get a fuzzy feeling in your damn mind and head. You think you worshiping Jesus, but the law clearly tells you that we are departed from Him.
Yes.
And you gone into captivity. You were supposed to guard the food and the God of stone. And your dumb asses don't even know what the hell you doing.
Yes, sir.
Life, check it out. I know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that the Most High is going to say, did not I send my servant to you and tell you? Did he not quote what I already written in the prophets? Did he not tell you about your pagan, satanic religion? Well, who's your servant? I was like,
holy!
Happy
to smile.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. Oh,
uh-huh.
Him? Ministries in this world to where this ministry is 60% men. and 40% women.
In Christianity, it's 80% women and 20% men.
Facts.
All of a sudden, males.
20% males. Because over here, we take care of our responsibility.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Over here, we do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. By the way, Ron Dalton, pack your shit and get your ass back over there to Africa.
There it is.
Pack your shit and go. Stop talking about it. You talk too much. Get your ass over there. See, the difference between you and I is that if I say something, you can take it to the bank.
Yeah.
As good as gold. It can be cashed.
Cash.
You say something, all you're going to do is sit in your damn car and make 2-hour videos.
Yeah.
He ain't going to go to no damn Africa in the hills. He ain't going to never make it to Africa. I guarantee he ain't going to get to Africa. I guarantee your black ass ain't going to never make it to Africa and move over there and live.
Stay.
I want him to go. When that lie get on your ass. Oh boy. Somebody go, well, what kind of bitch are you?
That damn good one.
You ever heard of Prophet Elijah?
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Man, Elijah used to make mad fools out of
him,
man. I don't even know the spirit of our people. Living with clean mouth and filthy lives.
That's true.
You don't even have to deceive your own damn self.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Self-deceived. Come on.
So the real Israelites come up in front of you. You don't even know your damn ass is holding to the ground now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you one thing. I guarantee you if I pray, y'all will hear me before you hear me.
Hallelujah.
I guarantee that.
Come
with all your religion.
Yeah.
I mock you just like Elijah said. He mocks you too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where's your God? He must be out pursuing.
Yeah.
Let me translate that in English. Where's your God at? I mean, I told you to build an office, so you've been cutting your flesh.
What
is he out taking a shit?
Yeah.
That's what he's doing?
Yeah.
Translation.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Same spirit.
That's what Elijah did.
Yeah.
Cutting yourself from morning to doing damn.
What is that?
Y'all see that Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah.
I knew I was waiting on it. I was waiting on it. You see Drake throw up the satanic sign, didn't you? He threw it up.
Yeah,
they worshiping the devil. I can't tell y'all they worshiping the devil.
Oh, yeah.
He threw it up. He did it quick, too. But they caught it on Facebook, and they posted it all over Facebook. And you people don't even know what the...
Yeah.
Man, you people, I told you, man, you know...
Come on.
The book says this. If we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, therefore make no more sacrifices of sin, but a certain fearful indignation and fiery judgment, which says the power of the adversaries is coming for you.
That's the word.
And don't worry about it. Spoken tongues to many of you people. You know, and with your past, you don't even know. Just go and read Hebrews 10.
You people something else.
Y'all are something else. You think you're fooling with a lightweight over here.
Heavyweight. Come on. Champ. Let's go.
What did he have? Hey, check this out. Daniel Muir, the head of Straightway Indiana. And then we got the roll.
All right.
Daniel Muir, Straightway Indiana. Y'all all right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
good.
Doing all right?
Yes, sir.
You all right back there, Teach?
Oh, yeah.
You good? All right.
Hallelujah.
What I'm doing is I'm mocking all you religious people that ain't doing nothing. You know what? Think about it for a second. If there was a widow in Israel, what would Ron Dalton do?
Bless you. You
see what I mean? Yeah, there you go. You got it, my brother. What would we do, though?
Yes, sir.
See what I mean?
Been there.
See the difference? What would we do?
Yes.
Blessed are not the hearers of the word, but the doers of the word.
We're the ones that's blessed.
Man.
Because we're not only just hearing it, but we're doing it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They that preach the gospel must live the gospel.
Man.
Let me get up out of here. Come on.
Yeah.
Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel Miller, he was at the Hebrews and Negroes Conference. He's head of Straightway Indiana up there. And he's also the host of Live Den that comes on immediately after Straightway Truth Ministry here tonight with Pastor Dow. And then you can go to his YouTube channel, Daniel Muir, M-U-I-R. And you can check out the Lions Den there and the Cubs Den. Y'all see that? That was beautiful,
yes,
right?
Yeah, the little one.
Oh, man, they were on him. They were quoting their commandments, man. And then welcome to the Cubs Den, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Where y'all be at, man? I mean,
y'all
got to stay connected, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, I don't miss nothing. I ain't miss nothing. But anyway, now I'm telling you right now, you know what this is in the Army, right? It's called gas. I'll figure it out in a minute. Brother Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Dow, man. My brother, you on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. My brother, can you give us your eyewitness? You got gas, right? Can you give us the eyewitness account of the Hebrews, the Negro Conference? But not only that, go ahead and get your liberty and freedom, man, and let everybody know out there what you think about everything that has taken place up to this point. You got the flow, my brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom to all of Israel. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
And, is that how we can go?
And all you brothers down there, I'm cracking up with y'all, man.
Bless you, brother. Come on.
Hallelujah. Man. Oh, okay. Man, where do you even start? Okay, when we got to the conference in Detroit. When we got down there, it's a few things that stuck out to me that I can remember. I mean, that thing was 3 years ago, right? So some of the things I can remember. Number one, just that daggone spirit of lust on some of them daggone women down there. I mean, everywhere we walked, from the first minute we walked in the place, we went into the little movie theater. And from the first minute we walked in there, you could hear the groaning and moaning from some of these women as we walked in. We walking in there and they, come ooh, Straightway. And I mean, they just
got up
when we walked in.
Now, you tell the
truth. When we walked in the building. I said, man, this is all the same. Now, mind you, we see these women, and we're not used to seeing women like that no more. So it's a total, if I can say this, it's a total turn off. Like you don't, it's like I don't even want to look at you because you're disgusting at the way that they're looking and gawking at us. That was one thing that I really noticed coming down there. But it was so many things, and I think Kabir said it best. He said, after being at this conference, he said, we are light years ahead. And it's the truth because, right. I spoke to you earlier, Shep, and I told you. I was highly upset because I wasted 53 minutes of my life that I'm never gonna get back, skimming through that dumbass video with Ron Dalton. Like it was a waste of time, because one, he just sat on that video over and over and over and just lied. There was only really one thing that he said that kind of irritated me just a little bit. And the one thing he said was that Pastor Dow is teaching people that Straightway to go fight the nation. I said, you have got to be kidding me. And I'm thinking to myself, when have you ever heard one sermon, one blog talk, one YouTube video, one patron video, any time a chef has ever said, go fight the nation? Never. There's a bunch of foolishness. But back to this conference. So we go to the conference. One thing that stuck out to me was, and, you know, we walk ordered. We are very ordered people. We are structured. So when we come into that place and we walk in that way, it attracts a lot of attention. Mind you, we're not trying to attract the attention. That's just how we are. So we moving. And I tell you what, people was just staring left and right. And one thing he said on his video today was, oh, they came in with all this security, like he the president or something. But you know what's amazing about it? Is after the conference, they're the same people talking about, can we hire straightway security when we go places?
Say it again.
They're the same people talking about, can we hire straightway security when we go places? I said, you got to be kidding me. But now all of a sudden, because you're offended, now all of a sudden, we need, Pastor Dow need more security than the president. That's just a bunch of foolishness. Not, I mean, we at the conference, and I'm in the hallway. Mind you, at this time, Pastor was going around from booth to booth, you know, buying T-shirts and, you know, whatever else the people was out there selling. And, you know, us doing security, I'm standing there. It wasn't even 3 feet away from me.
Watch it.
That only one love lady. She's sitting there rebuking. When I say rebuking, and I'm an eyewitness. I ain't talking about what I heard. I ain't talking about nothing. I was standing right there looking at him. She was sitting there rebuking Ron Dalton to his face in the hallway in front of everybody that's standing there. About something about her time being cut short. I mean, finger up and everything, rebuking this man in the middle of the hallway. Now, mind you, this is foreign to me at this. This is foreign to me at this point because I have been in the ministry for a couple of years, so I haven't seen that. And I'm sitting there looking at this like, does anybody else see this but me? I'm sitting there looking around like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you got to be kidding me. And she sat there rebuking this man left and right. So when I hear his video today, and I just hear how offended he is, and he's sitting there talking about, what Pastor Dow, how he's wrong and this, that. But the thing that gets me, and I'm going to go into this when I get online then tonight too, you can't tell me all of the passages in the Bible where the Most High said that he will gather his people. He will gather his people. He will gather his people. The people understood that Yah would gather him, and Yah said it over and over in the law and in the prophets that he would gather his people. But all of a sudden, Ron Dalton coming on there talking about his movies and his books and how we should move back to Africa. My thing is at the end of the day, number one, you're offended because you are assuming that Pastor Dow is talking about you. It's a lot of Hebrew people that are out here talking about they want to move to Africa. So how in the world all of a sudden you just think he's talking about you? This is the issue that he keeps coming up. But you just assume that he's talking about you. And you're walking around in feminine. The question I got is, how in the world do you have 2, 3, 4 hours every other day time to be sitting in your car in Detroit making videos? You're supposed to be in Africa. But you in the car, making videos, just sounding just as sweet and as soft as ever. Man, I tell you what, Shep, man, Ron Dalton is he's certified Starburst. That man is a Skittle. He's sweet candy. I'm telling you, certified. Bro, Rob gonna stretch that solve now. That one four-letter word gonna have about 20 letters when Rob say it. So,
hey, don't nobody say the word soft like Rob, you little man.
You're right.
It's got about 20 syllables. It's got like 15, 20 letters in it.
I'm telling you, man, and then the thing that gets me is, and I said this to Brother Lee today, it's always the people that you support that'll turn around and bite you in your back, stab in your back. I sat there with my own two eyes at that conference, and I seen all these other men up there calling themselves mores, calling themselves pastors, and all of these titles that came with, but I only saw one group of men when it came time to be talking about funding your movies and funding the Great Awakening Hebrew Conference and all that stuff. I only saw one group of men get up and reach in their pocket and give you funds and give you money out of their hard-earned pocket and give it to you, and that was only the men of Straightway. And that's just a fact. Right, everybody at the conference, I saw Straightway get up and give that man money after money after money after money. And he's sitting there, got the nerve to sit in this car today, well, whenever he made that video. And I said, you got to be kidding me. My thing is just go to Africa. Just go. Why are you still here?
Take your black ass to Africa.
I mean, it was so many things he said that, number one, he was just flat out just lying. Like what I told you that kind of irritated me was Pastor Dow said, go fight the nation. That one there irritated me because these people, these snakes, they know exactly what they're doing. They say stuff like that to try to garner attention, to make people say, oh, man, this is what they over there really teaching in Straightway, which is a bunch of foolishness because it really doesn't go far at all because people end up looking and they see, wait a minute, that's not what they're teaching. That's not what they're teaching at all. But just the simple fact that you can call yourself a man of Yah and straight up and lie on many of Yah like that is, it's a fearful thing. There is no fear of Yah here whatsoever. That's all that is. That's all it is, Shep.
Hey, well, can I say anything better than that? I can't say anything better than that. Now you just covered it all. Literally. Just exposed it. Like Michael Israel did earlier. I guarantee you, Ron, I won't get out there and make no videos over that. You know the reason why? Because everything he just said, everything that Michael Israel said, is 100% facts.
Facts.
And for him to sit over and get salty, and he thinks that he's so damn important that I would even think about making a video and have his ass in my damn mind, you are an arrogant-ass Lebanese. I'll let y'all know on Facebook what that Lebanese means.
Okay. You know,
man,
what
it's so sad.
About it,
Shep? But see,
Shep, you
this
know
world
crazy.
Is so soft today, Daniel, that they will turn around and get mad at us.
That's true.
For turning around and smacking your ass back just because you started the fight. Now, let me tell you
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
David was minding his own business.
Yep.
Goliath is the one who came out and started challenging the armies of Israel.
What did you say?
Israel was trying to figure out how we're going to get out of this. That little shepherd boy say, who in the hell is this? Trying to defy the armies of Israel.
Come on.
You a see?
Yeah, man.
On,
I
got time today.
Help
come
me.
On.
I know that people out there really truly know the reputation Straightway that we ain't playing no games either.
Yeah.
We have fun. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We worship. You
yeah.
will never see nobody
yeah.
worship and
yeah.
praise like us. We get down.
Yeah.
We get broken, man. We don't, man, we will repent.
Yeah.
Us get delivered. One of
yeah.
us said.
Yeah.
But don't forget one damn thing. We still men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you ever forget that shit. We're
hallelujah.
Men. He, and that's straight up truth.
Yes, sir.
Everybody is talking about it and being about it.
Yes, sir.
Daniel, what was you getting ready to say, my brother?
Man, Shep, you hit it on the nose earlier, and this is one thing he will not do. When you said, how about this? How about since you want to debate so bad, let's debate Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4. I bet he won't jump out there with that. I bet he won't.
You got it.
Because that's just fact. Because that's what it comes down to. You said it earlier. Blessed are not the hearers of the word, but the doers. So at the end of the day, go debate that instead of debating where Yah's going to gather his people and debating whether we can read in the Bible. We can read in the Bible where they say where Ron Dalton going to gather Israel and take them back to the land of Ham. I can't read
man,
in that book nowhere.
That chicken shit, that book will get people over to Africa, and the first thing you do is tuck tail and run. At the first sign of a damn mosquito, he out. That booger out, man. He doesn't check out, man. Daniel, I appreciate you coming on, man. I'll put the plug in again for Lions Den. We're going to go ahead and get to some of these scriptures right here to inform the saints. Thank you for giving us your truthful eyewitness account.
Mm-hmm.
Truth Trooper. Bless you, D.
Shabbat shalom. Bless you.
Y'all all heard that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know what we're getting ready to do now, don't you? The thing that the devil don't want us to do. We're getting ready to get into this word.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get these scripts now.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get these scriptures.
I need it. I need the water.
Let me show y'all all what proper interpretation from a true man of Yah.
Hallelujah. You hear?
I'm going to show you what the true understanding of prophecy is. How about that? Y'all ready for that?
Yes.
Let me see if I can find my e-sword. If I ain't got it, ain't no big deal. I ain't got it. Teach, do you got your Bible? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Start at verse 1 first, all right? We'll start there. And then, hey, you got this, right? It's always going to be over here. Nope. Here it is right here. We're going to roll now. I will show y'all how these people deceive the heart of the simple. Pass that teach right there.
Yes, sir.
Pass that teach over there.
Man.
Y'all ready, Israel? If y'all ready, type in the number 7. If you're ready.
Seven.
If you're ready, type in the number 7.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, folks. Most people say they love y'all. They love the Lord. No, you don't. I'll teach y'all how to love the Lord.
Yeah,
I'll
hallelujah.
I'll teach y'all how to love the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The first thing, first one, you're going to love the real true Lord, the real true Yah, the real true Messiah, the real true God.
There is no what?
Your prideful ass is going to get broken.
Ooh.
There ain't going to be no more left of your ass. You're going to get on your knees.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yep.
Your ass
is going to
be broken.
Yes.
Humble.
Yes.
You get up, you'll be a new creature.
That's
how you start off right there.
Yes.
Child. And don't worry about it. If y'all ain't dealing with you, we get it. You ain't been predestined.
Oh.
You ain't been chosen to be conformed to his image.
Man.
We get it. Ain't no big deal. No beef with us. We are glad we here.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I remember how the Messiah said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We supposed to have that same testimony with brother.
Yes, sir.
Only way I'm going somewhere is if God called me home.
Hallelujah. Yes.
That's the only way. I ain't never forsaking my brother.
Yes, sir. Never.
No, I never.
Yes, sir.
Teach. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Psalm verse 1, read.
Be you followers of me.
Hold on. Paul must be some type of damn cult leader, then, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You expect for us to follow you, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell do you think you are? You what's the accusation? Y'all can't do nothing in Corinth unless Paul says so. Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
You stupid ass people. You brutish ass people. Paul said, you be you followers of me. What's the stipulation?
Come on. Am a Messiah.
I guarantee you, all you people out there listening to me under my breath on this video right now, you would never find another pastor more serious, more dedicated, more committed, and more truthful, and more honest than the one you looking at and you hearing right now.
Yes.
All the rest of them wicked-ass preachers and stuff, a bunch of jackleg, bootleg, pork-chop, pig-eating frogs. Bunch of damn dogs.
Yes, sir.
Abominations.
Yes, sir. Straight up.
Now, if this stuff get too heavy for y'all, brothers, I mean,
come on.
Come on. But we here.
Come on. We here. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Well, hey, teach. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 29. I'm going to take a script right out of Daniel's page. Brother Daniel Muir. Well, I was talking to Brother Daniel Muir earlier today. He said, everybody want to go to Jeremiah 29:11 and read that. But they don't want to go back to verse 4, 5, and 6, which came before 11.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11, read, teach.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know
the thoughts that I think towards you, said Yah.
What did Yah say?
Thoughts of peace.
Thoughts of what?
Thoughts of peace.
Come on, teach.
And not of evil.
Uh-huh.
To give you
and what?
Unexpected Ian.
Okay. Everybody bask in that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Taking scripture all out of context.
Yeah.
Let's get the context.
Yeah. Come on.
Which is hypocritical ass.
There it is.
Let's get it. Let's go to verse 4 now. And let's read 4, 5, and 63.
Lord, the master of hosts says,
what did he say?
The Elohim of Israel.
Come on.
Unto all that are carried away captive.
To all that are carried away what?
Captive.
That's just going to be every single one of us left in
yes,
this room
sir.
Right now.
And
all you that are listening on this video
wow.
right now. On this broadcast. What Yahweh Elohim have to say to us right now.
Yes.
Come on, Yahweh, tell us.
Come on. Read. Who? I have caused to be carried.
Oh, wait a minute.
In captivity.
Yeah, build you houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. the house that we all sit in right now?
Yes, sir.
Built. These hands.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right here.
Doer.
Built it. Doer.
Yes.
This house.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Right here.
Doer.
Right here.
Yes, sir. It's beautiful, too. That's it. Beautiful.
I'm sorry, folks. I don't live like the kings of this earth. I live pretty simple.
So
and I'm content. You know why?
Oh, come on. Godliness. Yes, sir. Right there.
And what he said is, Solomon, just because you don't ask for all these things, I'm going to give them to you.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. You cut off your greatest support, nigga.
Man, look at that.
Because flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Corrupt will not.
Come on.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir. Come
we
got
to get you to walk in the spirit so that you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I got to get you to that state.
Thank you. Thank
then we can move forward.
Yes, sir. Forward.
So if you don't mind, just follow our lead.
Come on.
Let's help you tear down the old nature, the old man that's getting born again.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Yes, sir!
Yes. Glory to God.
Yes.
Yes.
Walk that way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that way when we teach our sons,
yes.
We teach our daughters,
yes.
We know that we'll talk them the way.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Oh, man, the hair
wants us. Somebody can tell me what's wrong with that.
Nothing.
Come on.
Here.
Let's get that right. Let's go that way.
Sir. Yes,
yes,
sir.
Let's do that.
Come on.
Life.
Come on.
Life.
Yes. Done with that, man.
Life.
Ooh, on, this man. World ain't going to agree with you. The hell with the
yeah,
world.
The hell with the world.
They stupid as shit any damn way.
Yes, sir.
We are God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo.
Come on.
Man. I don't know if I'm going to really get to that. We're straight up with Yah.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Of Yah.
Man.
And he is of Yah.
Yeah.
Hear us.
That's it.
Period.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I'm sorry, you might as well go on and admit it. You ain't never heard another preacher like this.
Nah.
No.
Nah. No.
Not only one that's just talking, but another one that listens.
There.
That.
I just but I can tell you right now, listen, I ain't do all this by myself. I had a team. A help team.
Yes,
I have a team always been with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You people are talking about being faithful brothers, full of fidelity. But as soon as the first sign of distress, your ass kick the traces and run.
Mm.
Anyway, let's go on.
Man.
Teach where you at.
First, Jeremiah 29, verse 6.
Read on.
Take your wives.
Come on, teach.
You get sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons. And give your daughters to husbands. That they may bear sons and daughters.
Now, you, not all, but you give your daughters a husband. It ain't telling you to every damn Tom, Dick, Harry, Mutt, and Jeff and the damn Gentile American ass heathens out here.
Right here.
It's talking about commandments, keeping, raising, Torah.
Yes,
yes. Israelite.
Yes, sir.
Who you know that fear of Yahweh
yes.
Elohim.
Yes, sir.
Read teach.
That you may be increased there.
And what?
And not
diminish.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so how long you fools are going to mock it sin? Rob Dalton, how many acres do you own? How many acres do your ministry own? Come on, talk to us, man. You make a mock of us. Come on, man. You trying to put forth the finger on us to remove the damn attention from your ass. We put it right back on you. Let's get real, nigga. Huh?
Yes, sir. Come on. What is that?
And I promise you, you won't be hearing too much of me mentioning this damn sorry-ass, inferior man too many more times. I promise you that.
Yes,
you know why? We're too busy. We're building.
That's it.
We got business me from another community we built.
Mm-hmm.
And I got things talking about other community. Rufus, we down in Alabama, we building another one right now.
Hallelujah.
We got another one we talking about. You just got finished walking some land over there. In Waverly, Tennessee, right?
Yes, sir.
Waverly.
Hallelujah.
And he gave us his testimony and said, beautiful land. Big ass fish coming out of the pond and everything. I mean, you're too busy. Being caught up in the stupidity of things.
Yes, sir.
Rather than occupying until he comes.
Hallelujah.
And what the book says?
Yeah. Take it over.
Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 22. Come on with it, teach. Let's hear it.
Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim.
Come on.
I do not.
For
y'all
sake. How many times y'all say that? I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, man.
Your ass.
Yeah.
Come
on.
Yeah. You ain't did nothing there. All you ever done was to say
nothing.
All right. Train me.
Yeah.
Come on. Team 3.
Old house of who? Israel.
Come on. It's time. When he says old house Israel, he's talking about old house Israel and Judah.
Yeah.
You got to put it in proper context. Read on.
Yes. For my holy name.
Oh!
Hallelujah! Okay,
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Name of all
we get excited about Yah.
Yeah.
Y'all get excited about going dead ass club.
Yeah.
We get excited about Yah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, boy, he's doing it because of his reputation.
Yes. Yes.
He's doing it because the one thing
cannot do.
He cannot lie.
No.
Cannot lie.
Oh,
your own land.
Hallelujah. Now, who's doing all this, Israel?
Yeah.
Who's doing all this, Israel?
Yeah.
Who's doing this, Israel?
Yeah.
Yes. So make these people to be deceived and put hope in a vain ass dish of a
soft ass man.
They couldn't even build a damn chicken coop over here in America. But your ass gonna go to Africa and leave some people over there. You full of shit.
Yes, sir.
Keep reading, Teach.
Man. Then will I sprinkle you clean water upon you.
Hallelujah. Man, I'm with it. I'm with it.
Yes, sir.
I ain't been serving y'all in vain all these years.
Oh, no.
I'm with it.
No,
I'm here.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Here.
Come on, yes, sir. Bless you.
Oh, we lost about 300 of y'all when a real man started talking this.
Good.
Hey. Rest up, take y'all soft asses
yep.
and go on.
Hallelujah.
We here. We
Hallelujah.
Read on.
And you shall be clean from all your filthy things.
From all your what? free to teach.
And I have the Spirit within you and calls you to walk in right. That's you.
Notice. Who's going to do this?
God.
God.
Almighty God.
Let's get it right.
Almighty.
Let's get it right. He manifests himself to us because of his mercy.
Bless his name.
Because of his mercy.
Come on. You went out there. We are God. Are not. Come on, someone say your name. Come on.
Because of
God.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, Your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7.
All right, we'll go ahead and get back into it. So, what I left off was is by saying, can you imagine the Most High God had told Moshe, listen, the third day I'm coming down on top of this mountain. You set boundaries on this mountain. You can get at the boundaries, but all of Israel, they better not touch it. They better not touch it. Are you following? Because if they do, they're going to die. So, here's everybody sanctified. Here's everybody purified. Here's everybody ready, what they thought they were ready to receive the covenant.
Yes, sir.
Is that what it said?
Yes, sir.
They were ready to receive the
covenant
of the Most High Yah. Most High, he comes in to make a grand entrance. Now listen, people don't understand. I know Cardinal Myers said, why come he just couldn't come in? Why is it that he just couldn't just fall on in? First of all, there's a bunch of things you all got to understand. I want you all to hear me right now.
Yes, sir.
First of all, this earth is in a fallen state.
Yes, it is.
And when the Most High God comes in, everything's got to be purified.
Yes, sir.
See, that's the reason why when he hits the top of Mount
Fire.
Fire!
Fire!
Yeah!
I'm there, because with fire, there's nothing remains in his present state.
Come on.
Oh, dang.
Man. It's got to be pure.
Yeah.
It's got to be redone all over again.
Yes, sir.
That's why even still to this day,
that's me.
You can go in, you can take your ass over there, and not a damn piece of plant of grass can grow on Sinai. Not a fire can land on it. Not on Mount Sinai, because it's still black to this day.
Woo.
Scorched. They don't get it. And all of a sudden, out of this thick cloud of darkness.
Yes. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He comes down just like this. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Ooh. They don't get it. Did y'all hear it?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
He descends. Come on out.
Big cloud.
All Israel starts taking off running because of his presence. The mountain is quaking. Smoke is every damn where. Are you following me? Fire is all over the place.
Jesus.
He lands on top of the mountain.
Ooh, Jesus.
And the first thing he says, Moses said, hold on.
Wait,
we're here. You wanted to hear him
for
your own self.
Ooh,
yeah. We here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yahweh himself comes down, the one who created you and I.
Yes.
He created the earth. He created breath.
He
created every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands to the tree.
Hey. He descends right there on top of the thing mountain. Right?
Yeah.
First thing he says is, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have bought you out of the land of Mizraim.
Yes, he did.
Out of the house of
slave.
You know, I have no other mighty ones against my face. You know, I make yourself a carved image of any likeness of that which is in heaven above, earth beneath, or in the waters under the earth. You know, bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. I Yahweh, your Elohim, and a
jealous.
I visit the crooked
father,
mm-hmm.
to your father,
mm-hmm.
that,
yep.
to the third, fourth generation of them that hate me, thou shalt know.
Love him, oh, yes!
Thou love him, God, my command.
Yeah.
You do not pray the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, do not. Nah. For Yahweh would not leave you unpunished who bring his name to Yah.
Yeah.
Then he goes in to the biggest dissertation.
The biggest.
In the whole of the commandments.
On the file.
Remember the Shabbat.
The test.
Your funky asses want to remember Sunday.
That is.
The damn Catholic Church doesn't deceive y'all damn raunchy ass, ignorant ass people.
Mm-hmm.
But he says remember the Sabbath
day.
Day to keep it holy.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. I can quote a King James. I can quote a Scripture.
Yeah.
It doesn't give it to me.
Either
way.
Yeah.
Come on. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Period.
6 days shall you labor and do all your work on the Sabbath day.
Yes.
There's a Shabbat of Yahweh, your Elohim. You don't do any work. You, your son. Your daughter knows always start you, your son.
Yeah.
Your daughter knows always start you, your
son.
Or your daughter. If it's that, you, your son. Or your daughters. If it's that.
Uh-huh.
Then he goes in the middle, sir.
Uh-huh.
Female, sir. Cattle.
Stranger.
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 Put the cattle before the stranger.
Come on.
That's within your gate.
Yeah.
Come on. It's a gate. Yahweh, your Elohim.
Made the heavens and the earth.
Say it again.
Made the heavens and the earth.
Hallelujah. And he see. And all that is
in them. Them.
And he rested. And he what?
He rested.
The what day?
The seventh day.
Rested the what?
The seventh day.
In case some of you people don't know what the hell that is, that means it starts at Friday night at nightfall.
Hallelujah.
And it ends at Saturday night at nightfall.
We
and ain't Jesus ain't come on no damn good Sunday morning.
No, no,
no, sir. Which is deceiving asses.
Deception.
Not even a full day.
Absolute lie.
Absolute. Not even a full day. So he rested the Saturday and set it apart.
Yes, sir.
Then he said, respect
your father and your mother.
So your days
may be
called the Lord, which Yahweh Elohim is giving you. You don't do no murder.
Mm-hmm.
You don't commit more adultery.
No.
Mm-hmm. You don't steal.
No. Don't steal.
Oh. You don't bear
false
witness.
Oh, no,
you don't cover your neighbor's house.
Yeah.
You don't cover his wife. Nor his male servant. Nor his female servant.
Nor
ox. Nor a donkey. Nor raven. Blow to your neighbors.
Hallelujah.
That's the cover. And you assholes today, I'm a
cover.
You assholes, you've been day hoes.
Woo!
Been day
past my love.
You can't even remember. You don't even care about it.
Man.
Because you're living your selfish ass life. You think your ass is going to get up out of here.
Come on.
Without embracing this covenant.
Man.
You out of your damn mind.
Come on, sir.
That's why he says, you know what? Seeing that you have forgotten the loss of Yahweh, your Elohim. Therefore, I will be no priest to you.
Jesus.
Y'all
have no initiation. Y'all are being wicked. Y'all be turned into hell.
Jeremiah 31, teach verse 10 and 11,
read.
Hear the word of Yah, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off. And say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock.
Well, who scattered Israel?
Yeah.
So who's gonna gather it?
Yahweh.
Oh, okay.
And
he's
gonna keep
it.
He gonna keep it as a shepherd does his flock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Great shepherd. Just wanna know. We'll read one more tonight. All right. It's gotta be out of there, please. Yes, yes. Then we don't lie there. Yes, the Kayel again. Chapter 37, verse 15. Teacher, I want you to read from 15 to 21. We're gonna call it tonight. After that, Israel. All right. Y'all good? Everybody good in Israel? Y'all good in Israel, right? Y'all good in Israel.
Yes, sir.
Let's go with it. Come on with it. Come on, Pete.
The
word of God came unto me. Oh, I love it. You hear that? He didn't even blame it on himself. He
said the word of Yah came unto him. See, that's why we talking about today. You got all these niggas out here prophesying and saying that they don't even say Yah said. They make suggestions.
Yeah.
We need to do this. Nigga, I want to hear thus saith Yahweh.
Ooh, yeah. Put it to the
floor. Yah said.
Yes.
If I'm going to tell you something, Debbie, there ain't going to be no suggestion. If I tell you something, I'm going to tell you straight up it's going to be thus say Yah. It's going to be no pastor down mindset. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not toying around or playing around with your soul. We only got one to go.
Man.
Thank you. That's it. No do-overs.
No, sir.
And I'm not about to step in the damn stead of Yah. Because I ain't shit.
Come on, Pat.
Sorry.
Humility. Humility.
I ain't shit. All I'm here is to try to do my damnedest to be an example.
Yes.
To show how much fear of Yah we all can have.
Yes, sir.
And we can get to the kingdom.
Bless you.
Yes, sir.
Other than that, I ain't shit. You shit teaching.
I am.
Of all the things.
Whatever he has made us, that's what we are.
Mm.
Don't get mad because of my submission and obedience.
Jesus.
Don't get envious.
Yes.
Because I have a greater spirit to humble myself.
Covet your neighbor.
Ain't that one of our songs?
That
is one of our songs, right?
Humble yourself in the sight of God.
Lying ass niggas, and then you got these soft ass niggas who gave me
they can't do shit here in America.
Yeah.
They're going to deceive you to try to get to Israel.
We're left over there.
Man,
what
come on, say it again.
We're left over there, man.
What is that?
You got more over
you
here.
You be a dumbass fool to follow his damn punk ass.
Hell,
you
know, and Jerry.
What was that little thing? What's that damn sorry soft ass? Soft ass.
Jeez.
And feminine ass. Kelly Richardson. That's his name. Yeah, the one who exposed and passed it out. He did all. You know, everybody, you know, it's amazing. Because here we are. Y'all know how hard we work. I see y'all working on the land. We're just doing just work. Next thing you know, there's another video out about passing out. What did I do to trouble y'all? What did I do to all of
them? Come on, man.
I told you, there's only one reason why Ron Dalton do it. You know why? Because he got a name.
Yeah.
He said he got the greatest name in Israel, then why you over here fooling around with me? Why you over here plowing with my heifer, nigga?
Yeah, you gonna take his deal,
think that. Think about
all over my heifer.
He you all over in Israel.
Yeah.
I got 200-something thousand subscribers. You got 37,000. So who plowing?
27,000.
You gotta use my name at the front of every last one of your damn videos because your name is shit.
Yeah.
You beg for money and people give me money.
Yucky.
And I turn around and take the money that people give me and put it right back in Israel. You want to put it right back in your ass.
Nobody's
for real.
Yeah. That's deceiving the simple. Lost a great example.
Nigga. And if I was in front of your face, I would say it straight up to you the same damn way with no mixture. And tell me I wouldn't. Watch it. Let's finish y'all's word. Come on, teach.
The word of God came again unto me, saying, moreover, you son of man.
But see, that's why I can respect y'all dogs, man, that come from the NFL. Y'all ex-veterans and stuff, man, because we know what the hell you got to do, man. Every day you got to fight. You got to fight every damn day. And I know the veterans now. You got to fight and damn dodge bullets. And ain't no dodging no damn bullets. Y'all has got to fight. You understand what I mean? And we got some damn good soldiers in this ministry that is willing to give you everything that they learn. So you ain't got to go through the same shit. Now, you're going to go through some shit now. Don't get me wrong. You're going to go through some shit. You can't be soft. Your ass is going through. But you ain't going through the shit that we had to go through.
Yeah.
Just in order to obtain a damn badge. You understand? We can save you all them steps. All you got to do is just damn humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Pay our damn attention. Because what we're dealing in is... We deal in death and life. You hear me? Listen and learn, damn it. Ain't nobody trying to be no Billy Badass. Nobody is. You are what you are.
That's true.
This is making sense.
Yes, sir.
If you got somebody that's willing to teach you, humble yourself and learn. Why? So that you'll be in a position to be able to teach later. You'll be able to spot somebody's playing games.
Yes, sir.
Somebody ain't serious. Because you don't want to waste your time.
Yes, sir.
They can't humble themselves. You don't want to waste your time. It's a waste of damn time. You understand what I mean?
Yes,
you want serious-minded individuals.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Does this make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Teach what you at? Well, verse what?
16.
Man, we ain't went nowhere. We ain't went nowhere. Daniel, I'm going to try to shut my mouth to let the word of y'all teach because I want to get to verse 21. Reteach.
Forward, you son of man. Take you one stick and write upon it. For Judah. Two other children of Israel, his companions.
Here it is.
Then take another stick.
Here it is.
And write upon it for Joseph.
Here it is.
The stick of Ephraim. And for all the house of Israel, his companions.
There he is. Come on.
Yes. And join them one to another into one stick.
Into what? How many sticks?
One. Yes.
Come on.
One.
one.
They shall become one in
but
your
tell
home.
Me, now I'm going to stop with that. Tell me that don't sound like
come
Paul
on.
Chapter 11.
Yeah.
Come on, verse 26 on to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me it don't.
Mm-hmm.
Two become one.
Oh, yeah.
Here we read on.
Ooh,
come on.
And when the children of your people shall speak unto you, saying, will you not show us?
Hold on. Hold on. In case some of you soft-ass men are worried about if we beside ourselves, I'm going to give you a secret. Blow my glasses on this one. I'm going to give you a secret. Real women actually love the way we live and love the way we talk. You know why? Because they feel protected.
Yes, sir.
And they know that we're men of our word.
Yes, sir.
And we mean what we say, and we say what we mean.
Yeah.
Real women.
Yeah.
Real women. Our women ain't scared in any way, shape, fast, or form. They
say,
but
they
don't
understand. The cure.
He mean it.
The cure.
They know it. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Go ahead. Come on.
I thought you were taking it for yourself. Go ahead.
And when the children of your people shall speak unto you, say,
and when the children of your people shall speak and say, come on,
will you not show us what you mean by these?
Man,
say unto them.
I just love prophecy. They're the prophets, man. The law. To the law
and the prophets.
Hold on a second. Where you at? Verse what?
Verse 19 now.
Hold on a second. Somebody pick up Isaiah 8. And verse 20. Did you get it? That'll be fine, too. But we're picking back up on this. Dang, I'm trying to finish this, man. They won't let me go. They won't let me go. Isaiah 8, chapter 8, verse 20. Read.
Yes. To the law.
To the law.
And to the law.
Read.
If they speak not according to this law.
Come on.
Why? It is because
there is no
light
there
in them.
There's no light in Ron Dalton. Ron Dalton is trying to sell you movies, books.
That's it.
And videos.
Contrary.
Movies, books, and videos.
Contrary.
I got the bait for you as Ron Dalton.
Woo!
I accept the challenge right here.
Woo!
You gonna call me? Let's accept the challenge of let's get down to real nitty-gritty business. I can do this down e-boo, e-boo, t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-
Let's get what the real intent of the law and the prophets and the Messiah and the apostles meant from the very damn beginning. Let's get Acts chapter 2. Let's get Acts chapter 4. Let's get Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26. Let's get down Jeremiah 29, verses 3 through 11. Let's talk real. Instead of all this other bullshit. Let's get real. That's my damn debate offer, and your ass paying for it because you made the challenge. You made the assertion. So dig deep in your damn pockets. Hebrews the Negro. Negro the Hebrew.
Should be,
the Negro the Hebrew. They full of shit. They full of shit, team. All right, we back in the prophets again. What verse? Ezekiel, Yezekiel 37.
19.
Come on, teach.
Say it to them.
What do you say?
Thus says Yahweh Elohim.
What did Yahweh Elohim seem to say?
Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and all the tribes of Israel.
Don't even get me started. I'm afraid of myself, okay? I'm literally afraid of them. Come on, teach. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Beautiful. And we'll put them with him. Yes. Even the stick of Judah.
Yep. Yes.
And make them one stick.
Come on. How many sticks?
One.
How many sticks?
Always
one.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. How many times?
One.
Read on.
Come on. And they shall be one in my hand.
Hallelujah. In my hand.
Mm-hmm. And the sticks whereon you write shall be in your hand before their eyes. Mm-hmm. And say unto them, thus says Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen.
Yes. Stop. What?
Come on. Come on. Where? From where?
Where the hell we at right now?
Come on. Among
the heathen. Where the hell we at right now?
Amongst the heathen.
Yes.
will clearly take the children of Israel from the mountain.
Yes.
That's where we're coming from.
Yes,
and ain't nothing y'all gonna do about it.
Come on.
Y'all gonna do it.
I got my brother. I got my sister. I don't give a damn what y'all got. I got my brother, got my sister. I have my brothers on the land.
Ooh,
and if you don't want to have them, they got my brother and sister.
There it is.
We listen.
Hallelujah.
Can I speak sober to all of us?
Yes, sir.
I don't care what endeavor we all have been involved in life. We only have one life to live.
Yes, sir.
The Most High God, He calls us from every damn facet of life you can figure.
That's true.
He puts His Spirit uniquely in us.
Uniquely.
Wow. There's no way
Man.
That we can all agree because our spectrum is
Man.
Too broad. It's way too broad.
That's good.
Yet and still, how do we get this agreement?
The word,
one heart,
God.
One soul,
word,
one mind,
yes.
and one spirit.
You started.
And who gave us that? He did.
It's great.
The word is
y'all wake the hell up.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
He that scattered Israel
yep.
is gathering. Come on.
We have.
And God knows all them that are
His.
You people want to do this damn foolish ass game on flesh and blood, which ain't going to
die.
Man,
you
have a position on God. You ain't got no damn position on God. You can't tell me I ain't called. I'm doing more than your ass. He's out here to see. I cast out.
Hallelujah.
What the hell do you do?
Come on, Steph.
In the name of
come on, bitch. You ain't doing a damn thing.
Come on, that's the word.
Didn't Yahshua call a woman a bitch?
Yes, he did.
Did he not call a bitch?
Come on,
yes,
sir.
He sure did.
That's what it means.
He said, even the what? Dogs. Even the bitches. Eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Don't give me that shit.
He knows this. He knows
again. Sitting in that ears.
That's it. Mm. Filthy ass
lies. That's it. Your life is filthy as hell. That's it. Even saying
transforming
stuff. I ain't
making. I ain't
giving no apologies.
No
need. We're going to the kingdom.
In the name of Jesus.
Go into the kingdom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. We're going to wear your ass out tomorrow. We may wear your ass out about 4 or 5.
Hallelujah.
Get your ass to Mars.
Hey, I'm looking for that fish.
That's it.
Shit.
Man.
That's it.
Bro, this is all about Jesus. Everything is all about Jesus.
That's it.
I ain't taking no glory and death. It is Jesus,
all
man.
That's it.
If he even gets this much press from this day on, you know what's going to happen? He's going to go on and die out in the skirt.
This might be his death.
Oh, it is his death.
Where y'all here?
So you done barked up the wrong
yep.
way. Where's Bachi? Nobody
go
on
about it. Like, literally,
y'all
gone.
He done lost his Bentley, done lost his business, done lost his storefront, done lost everything. Everything been lost. And he's still talking shit. Oh, chakras, Hinduism, Lilia, whoever the hell. And then you lose it all, man. All right. But I know one damn thing. You damn fools out there to make a mock at sin.
Yes.
He done sit on a circle
right
of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you circle. Mind you, it's a circle of the earth. You beat on it anyway. I won't beat any of that. Teach, let's bring it on. Bring it on. Verse 21. Read it. Start at verse 21.
Say unto them.
That's the last one.
Thus says Yahweh Elohim. Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land.
Israel, I bless
That's
you all.
It.
Love you all.
Hallelujah.
I truly do. And all Israelites in here.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank y'all for being here.
Bless
I truly
you,
do.
Yes, sir.
And the sweet breast is strong. And let me say this.
Yes, sir.
You daughters of Israel just coming from the world, you coming over here, oh, I'm going to be a father to you, not like your father that you thought. I'm going to
tear your ass down.
But also will be there to help lift you back up.
Hallelujah.
I want you to succeed.
Yes, sir.
I want y'all to be holy women of y'all. For a holy man. Don't worry about the men. We'll take care of their ass. I promise we're going to get their ass.
Yep. Yes, sir. Thank you.
I want you to be holy because I want a righteous seed.
Wow.
And if your mind ain't right, you can't be right.
Yeah.
I got to have your mind right.
Thank you.
How much more example can I be?
Shut that.
I'm going to use my How much more example can I be? I got three shadows. Y'all see my young? Y'all see my young son? Tell me he's a worshiper of y'all.
Yes.
And then there's nothing false and phony about that at all. What you see him doing, he does this all day long.
Hallelujah.
You see what I'm saying? Yep. He ain't putting on shit.
Amen.
He don't know how to put on.
Yeah, you know
it's just real.
Not even true. In truth.
It says he and teach.
It's
just in it.
It's in it. The blessings of God.
That's why he's his Kaya.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all strengthens. That's what it means. That's why you also have to be careful what you name your children.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give them no damn name because it sounds good. What the hell sounds good? You better have some feeling. You better hope you're able to discern their spirit.
That's good.
That's what I'm saying. And I want this to carry on in Israel.
Yes, sir.
For us. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I will be gathered to my ancestors, going to the bones and stuff. But the king is coming one day. The king is coming.
Oh, hallelujah.
He is.
Hallelujah.
I hope he comes in my lifetime. But the king is coming. Oh, hallelujah. The king is coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm coming.
Yes,
oh, yes. He's coming for us. So we'll see y'all tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Hallelujah.
This is Sanders time. StraightwayTruth.com. YouTube. Pastor Down. We bless y'all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name. My soon coming King, y'all show all the shit. Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom. Lion's Den. Daniel Muir. MUIR.com. Coming up within a matter of 5 to 10 minutes. Shabbat Shalom. King is going to go and teach. Y'all can keep on coming here.
Yes, sir. If you would
have a saying, we get busy.
Yes, sir.